This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It's 5:30. It's Tuesday, March 26th. Thanks for joining us, getting up early with us here as we get things going this Tuesday morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How was the start of your work week? How was your Monday?
It was pretty good. I had a couple errands to run after the show, got home. Didn't have a ton to do yesterday. It was actually really nice. It's staying darker longer, so we went on a walk last night, kind of late. It was the whole family. Like, both the girls went, because Sophie's on spring break right now. She's back home. We all went together. Came back and watched a couple of shows, but it was a really nice day. Got my hair done yesterday.
Oh,
nothing different. Just my touch up those roots.
You gotta touch it up.
And so, yeah, it was really nice getting ready for the Thrill game tonight. They're doing a really cute theme tonight. It's a girl dad night. And so any dad that purchases a ticket gets a free ticket for his daughter. And
I love that.
Yeah, we're giving away like friendship bracelets, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it.
And the ladies, did they win? I'm sorry, we talked.
They lost.
They lost on Sunday. Okay,
but hey, there's a new game tonight, so we're ready to go.
I mean, what the energy that the team brings to the city, and I'm sure the games are just awesome. And it's so cool to see. I mean, the ladies have never played together before. This is a brand new team, and they're coming together. They're doing their thing. But after tonight, don't they go on the road for a while?
Yeah, they do. They're on the road for quite a while, till like the second week in April. So you got to get out and see them. I know I'm biased, but I love our team. I've gotten to know the ladies on the team, Coach Fran, just... We have the greatest team. They are the nicest people, and it's just, they really like each other. They're really gelling, and it's just been so cool to see how well everybody is doing.
Do they have a chance to make the playoffs? How does it work? Is there their playoffs?
Right now they're tied for fifth in the league.
Uh-huh.
So they've got some winning that they have to do, but they've got six more games to get it done. They're halfway through the season, so we're pulling for them. And yeah, the games are so much fun. It's a good time. So if you ever want to go, you got to go check it out. It's really a lot of fun. But tonight's the night for Girl Dad. So
that's
definitely
cool
come out. How was your day yesterday?
It was good. And I'm the same way. I'm loving the fact that it's light out later. I had the TV show and got home from that, and probably got home about 5:30. Had to run to the grocery store and everything, but had time to work out outside. Laura and I went for a nice run last night. If you had tuned in yesterday and didn't hear the rest of the show for whatever reason, we, on the way to work, when I was leaving to the radio station yesterday, there was a dog lying in the middle of the street, and we thought it was abandoned. It could barely walk. I felt like it was blind. It looked a little bit malnourished. attached. And so we took that dog in. We talked about it on the show, did some posts on social media. I sent out text messages to a couple neighbors. Turns out it's a neighbor down the street. It's his dog. She's 17 years old. She's got cancer. That's why she had a hard time walking and everything. But we reunited the dog with its owner during the show yesterday. And then I saw the that neighbor's wife. The neighbor I was talking to, he's out of town, but I saw her wife. And she was just very thankful that we found the dog. But she thinks it got out last night at 10:30. She got home from work and was doing some stuff in the garage on her car. And she went inside. She thought she saw all three dogs, but apparently there was only two inside. So that dog was out from 10:30 until we found it the following morning. But the dog is doing great. The dog has been reunited with his family and everything. Happy ending in that situation.
Yeah, we're glad to hear it. It was definitely something we were all concerned about. And it's an older dog, so, you know, they're not going to go running around, which I guess that would turn out to be a blessing in disguise, right? They're just going to kind of say, you know what, I'm going to set up shop here. I don't have the energy to go run around, and hopefully my owners find me.
That's what I was thinking, because the dog was one house down, so the dog got out. It's like, all right, here we go.
This is as far as I'm going to go.
I'm good. Anyone going to get me?
We were really worried. It's good that we have a nice happy ending on
yeah,
that
Yeah, super
line.
Happy ending. And so everything, that was a happy ending, and got to chat with her last night. And so, yeah, it was a good day yesterday.
All right. Well, we are excited to be here today. We have a lot coming up. It's Tuesday. We have Try It Tuesday. Today's going to be very interesting. I don't even know what to think about today's Try It Tuesday, to be quite honest. I'm like, part of me is like, are we really doing this? The other part of me is like, well, hey, if it works, it works. We'll check it out.
You were explaining it to me, and we got some stuff for this. I'm like, okay, this is going to come together somehow.
It's going to be really interesting. So make sure you listen for that in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, more Justin Timberlake tickets for you coming up with the Mega Minute right at 7:30. And just announced yesterday, Hootie and the Blowfish coming to the Fountain Blue. Blue Live, your tickets coming up with Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour. But let's get things started right now. Time for the pre-show You Pick 'Em. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Insensitive by Jan Arden? Maybe you might have some advice to give on how to be insensitive. Do you want to hear Your Woman by Whitetown? Do you want to hear Give Me the Light by Sean Paul?
Just give me the light and pass the Joe. Plus another buckle of more. Yeah, let me know my sides and I got to know which one is going to catch my flow.
Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on Facebook or text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going to want to hear this.
Okay, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, what show should never be remade? Never. There is a rumor that this iconic show is going to get a revamp. And I say no. We're going to talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in. And Your Woman by Whitetown is the pre-show You Pick 'Em.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show You Pick 'Em.
Mix 94.1, that's Teddy Swims. He's going to be here at the radio station today, our Mix Underground Lounge. If you won tickets, congratulations, because there's no way to buy tickets into that. We're really looking forward to having Teddy here. He has the number one song in the country, so it's going to be, I bet it's going to be a celebration today when he's here.
That's awesome.
Yeah, really cool. So I saw that there is speculation swirling here that there is going to be a reboot of a show that I believe should never be remade. Like the original was just so good. It was a show that ran on NBC from 1985 until 1992. And I watch it in reruns. Like I love the show that much. It never gets old. The jokes are still funny. And that show is...
Thank you for being a friend.
Girls.
Travel down.
They say that this reboot is set for streaming release on Disney Plus. It's going to be 10 episodes. And the the poster teases that it's going to star Tina Fey as Dorothy, Amy Poehler as Sophia, Lisa Kudrow as Rose, and Maya Rudolph as Blanche. What do you think? Is this a show that should be remade, or is that one you should just leave alone? Like, is there a show you just need to leave alone because it was, the original was so good, nothing's going to ever be as good as that? Or is this something like, well, that could be fun to see their take on it? What do you guys think? 702-364-9400.
I think that's one that should be left alone. And I'm trying to envision the ladies, as you mentioned them, in those roles. And the ladies from the Golden Girls were very young when they started that show. I think they were in their late 40s, early 50s or so when they started filming the Golden Girls. I'm trying to envision the ladies you mentioned, great cast, but I can't see them in those roles. I think the ladies of the Golden Girls should let them rest in peace, and let's not try to recreate that magic from the 80s.
And can we all agree that maybe 40s and 50s back then are so different than they are
huge
now?
Huge!
I like, they all had like really gray hair. I don't know. They just looked a lot older to me. Granted, I was very young, but I don't know. It just seems different.
It does. It does. And I know they're playing older ladies on the show, but still seeing them, you're seeing their faces and what they look like.
Yeah.
Yeah. 40s back in the 80s and I think early 90s was a lot different than 40s today. I think in our 40s, we're just getting started.
They're saying that this could be released in June of this year. So I don't know. I feel like that's one that needs to be left alone. What is another show that was so good the first time, you got to leave it alone? 702-364-9400.
What about this one here?
Yeah, I mean, and being someone who's admitted she wasn't a huge fan of the show, I don't feel like you could ever recreate that magic, because there was a magic there between that cast, you know?
And I was just about to say, I would be down for a movie. I think they have a movie in them, but the fact that we lost Matthew Perry last
year,
that show, Friends reboot, no way, and a Friends movie, Matthew Perry has sadly left us, and I don't think you can do anything now with Friends. That franchise just has to rest.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think there's any way to redo that one. Patrick agrees with you on that. Don agrees on the Golden Girls. Taryn says, I love Lucy. Yeah. I mean, how do you even replicate the talent that was Lucille Ball? There's just absolutely no way. I mean, you could try with some other comedian, but you can't call it I Love Lucy.
No.
That's Lucy.
I Love Rebecca or something else.
Yeah. I Love Joan.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2027.
Now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6 o'clock. It is Tuesday, March 26th. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Just kind of looking at the latest on the bridge collapse in Baltimore, Maryland. We're going to be talking about it here in the Hot 3. But if you missed it overnight, there was a major collapse. A container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. It completely collapsed. There may have been as many as 20 people thrown into the water when it broke apart. And they say that two people have been pulled. Seven are missing right now. But we'll get you the latest here. I know your BFF, Steph, is from Baltimore. Have you talked to her this morning at all? How's she doing?
I think she's okay. I think she's super busy with just everything going on down there. I'm keeping her kind of up tabs on her just to make sure she's okay, since she also is in the media and she's having to report all this.
Yeah.
All meanwhile, she's kind of also juggling her wedding that's coming up too, that I know a lot is on her mind right now. So I am just so excited for her too, on her wedding too. I'm just like, oh, the bachelorette party's coming.
You're
oh.
juggling a lot when it comes to that stuff too. I mean, you've got a lot going on. So is that bachelorette party is coming up here. When is it?
It's in 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
It's in St. Pete in Florida. And there are a ton of themes. We have a cute yacht theme. We have a 70s theme, and she goes all out with the costumes and stuff. And I got my disco outfit, and I got it all on Amazon. Everything from the earrings to the scarf. I got this cute denim outfit, and I'm like, I'm never going to wear this again. I'm never going to wear this disco outfit ever again. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm spending so much money, not only on the bachelorette, but also on the wedding. So am I being cheap or am I being smart? because I think I'm just going to return everything after I get back from St. Pete to Amazon. They don't check. They're just like, oh, scan it. Here's your receipt. Oh, here you go. So I think I'm going to return everything I'm going to wear for St. Pete to Amazon.
I feel like you're being chart. You're being both. You're being cheap and smart on that one. Or smeet, if you will. But yeah, I get it. When am I going to ever wear this again? But then I feel bad. But then I don't, because it's Amazon and they make millions and billions and trillions of dollars. So I'm like, yeah, it's fine. They just write it off. So like, I'm torn on that. Have you ever, and I've done this and I've admitted it, have you ever worn a dress to a place and then taken it back to the department store?
Try to keep the tags on too, or
yeah,
something? Yeah.
I've done that. And the guilt I lived with still to this day, that I was like, oh, some poor sucker got that dress that I already wore.
And see, what I love about nowadays is sometimes you don't even need that tag anymore. So I don't have to hide the tag in my bra or something. I just go, here you go. And they're like, okay, yep, that's the item. And they're so cool about it. So I honestly think I'm going to go the chart way, the cheap, smart way.
I say you're smart. I would do the same thing.
Yes.
Probably once or twice a year, Laura has a horse show in California where she rents she rents an RV. And the mattress in an RV is awful. So the first time she stayed out there, she said she wanted a Casper mattress top. And it's like $250 for this thing. So I'm like, all right. So I bought it. And she's like, oh, we can save it because I'll be staying in an RV once a year and I can use it again. As soon as she got back, I sent that thing back to Amazon and got my money back.
Do you reorder one every single time?
The following year later, she's like,
okay,
hey.
Okay, that's cheap.
She's like, where's that mattress top? I'm like, oh, I need to order another one.
You literally could reuse it and stop sending back used mattresses.
There's no room to store it. It's a mattress. I don't know where to keep it.
Oh, my gosh. There's got to be somewhere to keep it.
Smart man, JC.
Thank you.
Smart man.
Thank you.
So.
Plus, Casper has like a 90-day return policy. I wasn't comfortable with it. So easy.
Wow. I feel like we're delving into territory I'm not comfortable with.
I got your back, Steph. Trending coming up next? What do you got for us?
Well, we are going to talk about Rebel Wilson. She's naming the celebrity that she says was a massive jerk to her when she worked with him. Who is it? We have details coming up and what's trending.
Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning, always live on the Odyssey app. And I got an interesting message from my neighbor yesterday. And I think my neighbor thinks that I'm the loud neighbor. Let me pull this message up. It was, we had that abandoned dog, the lost dog in our neighborhood. And at one point, I sent a message to my next door neighbor asking if they had recognized this dog, and they didn't. And he made a comment. So it was a message to my neighbor, and Laura was on it as well. And he made a comment, he goes, funny, I heard you leave this morning and then return. I thought, that's not like JC to forget something. So he hears me leave in the morning for work. So this is yesterday, 4:45. So now I'm thinking, am I the loud neighbor? I've got a muscle car. It's pretty loud when I start it up. Am I waking my neighbor up every single morning when I leave for the radio station? And then is it so loud that I leave, he hears me when I pull back in 5 minutes later?
Obviously, if he's telling you he hears you going and coming back, yeah, you're the loud neighbor. You are the one with the overly loud car. And I'm sure he hears you every morning and he probably gauges in his mind, oh, it's this time in the morning because JC is leaving.
It's 4:45 in the morning. And then 5 minutes later, he hears the car coming back in. Wonder what JC is doing. So this morning I recorded the startup of my car. So I got in my car. I wanted to kind of hear how loud it was. This is my car. It's in the garage. The garage door is open. I just put my phone outside and recorded my car. This is my car at 4:45 in the morning.
Loud.
Oh, I feel so bad.
Yeah, I would not be happy living next door to you. I mean, I think that all things considered, you're probably a good neighbor, so maybe that's a small price to pay. It's like if I had to pick between having a good neighbor who had a loud car and a bad neighbor with a quiet car, I'd pick you all day long. But that does suck. That does suck.
I know. And part of me is hoping like maybe he sleeps in and that's like kind of comforting that he wakes up at 4:45 and he goes, oh, I've got 3 more hours to sleep.
Oh, that's true. But it would be nice to have like complete and total sleep and not have to be woken up by that. But it's like, you just don't know when you move into a neighborhood what you're going to get. And like I said, that might be a small price to pay to have a good neighbor.
Yes.
You know?
They sell cars now, a lot of these like muscle cars now, and when you buy them, there's different modes. There's a quiet mode, so it's designed for that specific reason. When you start your car, you're driving through the neighborhood. If you don't want to be loud, you can put your car in quiet mode.
Oh, I like that. You don't have that on your car?
Unfortunately, I do not. I've only got loud mode on my car.
I think we're definitely the quiet neighbors. Like, we don't make a peep. We're just quiet. I think people are like, do you even live here? We just keep to ourselves.
That's a good neighbor. That is a good neighbor.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning, and we have a teacher on the phone. She is a sixth grade teacher. Teacher, do you mind us saying your name, or would you like to remain anonymous?
You can call me Sarah. Okay. My name's pretty common.
Yes, okay, so Sarah the teacher is on the phone, and Sarah would like to make a plea to all the parents of children out there. What is your plea right now, Sarah?
Okay, it's not necessarily all children, but it is our middle school children. It is springtime, parents, and bodies change. And your children need to shower with soap and water daily. And I'm talking all children, because I know there's a few that might not have access. But when you walk into 6 hours, into the middle school classroom, it smells like a locker room. It does not smell like a classroom. It's like onions are being cut. And we really, really, really would like our kids to shower, like it's not myself, not Axe body spray either.
Don't mask it. Don't mask it. Actually, shower.
That is the age. Middle school is the age where the kids, and boys and girls, mm-hmm. I think,
yes.
But boys especially, yes. Develop a scent, right?
They do. And some of them develop that Axe body spray covering BO. That doesn't work.
Is this a thing? Can other teachers agree with Sarah? 702-364-9400. Is this an issue here in Clark County with middle school kids, boys and girls, but maybe more especially boys coming in smelling like onions in the classroom? Is that the case? Let us know right now.
So you're just asking, hey, just get on your kids, make sure they take a shower, make sure they use soap and water, maybe buy them some deodorant. It's not meant to be mean, but let's face the facts. We all have gone through it.
Mm-hmm.
We all started developing a scent at that age, and maybe you don't smell it because you're around it. You know how you become numb to the smells around you, and that may be the case. I know that I remember in middle school going to a game my daughter was playing in, and it was one of those games where they let the school out to go watch. And this group of boys came and sat by us, and my husband and I look at each other, we're like, oh my gosh. It stinks. and it wasn't anything mean. He's like, he goes, that's right around the age where I started to stink too.
Yes, that scent you get.
Yeah,
yes.
And it's not meant to be mean, but you just have to be honest. Sarah, we thank you for your public service announcement. We have Anonymous on the phone. Good morning, Anonymous. What do you think?
Good morning. Yes, I keep a small roll of underarm deodorant in my cabinet, and I slightly hand pass it to them and give them a pass to go to the bathroom.
Oh, that's very nice. Like, you're prepared, but you don't make a spectacle out of it. How do the kids react when you do that?
Oh, I didn't know, and I just shake my head, yes, use it.
Deodorant is your friend.
Maybe that's something more teachers want to do, but as parents, we need to be aware, too, of how our kid is.
Let the parents
taking
know,
care of themselves.
But also, it's very cute with them, not. But is that one bar of deodorant that's being shared by all these other kids? If she gave me that, I'd be like, thank you, no, I'm not using this deodorant that every other child in this classroom has used.
I have a girlfriend who is a teacher's assistant, and she just texted me, and she said, 1,000,000,000% agree with the stink of middle school. OMG, awful. Well, now you have been warned. Please get your kids some deodorant. It's Mix 94.1. The club isn't the best place to find the lovers of the bar. Hot, hot, hot.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
There's some breaking news this morning. If you haven't heard yet, Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott and other state leaders met with the press to give an update on the major disaster at the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. That bridge that carries I-695 traffic over the Patapsco River, it collapsed due to a ship strike overnight. It sent multiple vehicles into the water. The ship apparently lost power and couldn't avoid hitting the structure. Officials say one person was pulled from the water uninjured. Another was taken to a hospital in serious condition. Steph's best friend and our radio friend, Jess, who does morning show in Baltimore at Mix 106.5, is on the phone. And Jess, first of all, how are you doing this morning? How's the city doing this morning?
Today is a very difficult day for us. I'm so sorry that it's very emotional.
Yeah.
But we are grieving. This morning, it was terrifying to wake up to see that video collapsing that way and knowing that there were multiple vehicles, multiple people on that bridge. There was also a crew working on that bridge overnight as well at the time of the collapse. And as of right now, I know you mentioned that two people have been pulled from the water. Right now, there are seven are unaccounted for, but that's just the number that we're aware of, because right now nobody knows exactly how many people could possibly be in the water, how many vehicles are in the water right now. And so right now, as a city, we are just grieving.
Yeah, and our hearts are going out to you. I can't imagine what would just a shocking turn of events. Have you heard any other updates maybe that I haven't heard yet that I wasn't able to report on as to people finding people in the situation?
Right now, that's the only information that's been released as of 6:45 this morning from a press conference. I know another one should be happening within the next hour. Right now, it's just been like a unified collective emergency service, like all hands on deck, like every single county within an hour radius from the Key Bridge have showed up locally on our behalf. We have national resources there right now. I think what the scary part is, we don't know the number of people yet. And this morning it took place at 1:30 in the morning, right? Well, obviously it was pitch black. We couldn't see. And so really we've only been working with a couple of hours of daylight for the diving team to really go in there and see if we can find anyone. And so at least for the next 12 hours, it'll be different. It'll be different as the day goes on.
Jess, explain to everyone about that bridge, the 695, the Key Bridge. It connects kind of like the outer harbor, correct? Explain to people about the bridge and who's using that bridge. I know a lot of shipping comes in and out of that area. Explain more about the bridge itself.
Yeah, so over 30,000 commuters use that bridge every day. They did use that bridge every day. It's over 47 years old. Baltimore is actually one of the top 15 ports in America. And so other than obviously this tragedy affecting our community, economically this is going to have an effect on us for, we don't know, because all of that work is going to be paused. All of those jobs obviously are going to be halted or gone, so this is like a really big loss for us.
And also too, with the rescue conditions, it's still cold there in Baltimore. Yeah. And we're talking about freezing water conditions right now for the people that are down there, the divers that are down there trying to find any survivors, and the conditions of the river and stuff, it's not favorable. It's a hard time out there.
I mean, that's another thing, too. We've been talking to a lot of spouses of first responders who are also afraid for their loved ones, because the search area is dangerous. It's hazardous. There's debris. There's vehicles. There's things still. Obviously, a lot of the bridge has been submerged into the water, but things are, like, hanging from the bridge that's still in the air. The water is freezing, so it's very, very dangerous, and a lot of lives are on the line, and obviously, we've just been praying for everyone who doesn't know where their family is right now, and we're also praying for those who are risking their lives to save others right now.
Well, Jess, we're sending our love to you and the city. I know that the Maryland governor has declared a state of emergency, and mm-hmm. so there's nothing we can do but send you our love and our prayers. And I just I'm hoping that there's some good news is going to come out of this tragedy as far as recoveries and mm-hmm. things like that. Thank you so much for taking the time to call us and give us an update, Jess. We love you so much.
Thank you. We love you, and thank you so much for thinking of us right now. Like, the love and prayers is all that we can ask for, and we appreciate that.
Oh, always, girl. Thank you so much. My heart breaks. And you can just hear it in her voice how it's affecting that whole city this morning.
Absolutely. And Jess just sounds as sweet as Steph, too. I mean, Steph, do you only hang out with sweet people in your life? And she's just the sweetest girl.
No, she hangs out with us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We bring that sweetness factor down. Oh, yeah. It's just a hard situation out there. We have much more to come, and it's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Something I'm made for. Mix 94.1, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. It's that time of year. Man, people are loving the basketball. I got to say, both NCAA men's and women's games have been so exciting. And what is up, UNLV? They are killing it in the NIT. That is so cool. I'm so excited for them.
Yeah, the men's basketball team, they won their first two games in the NIT tournament. Their third game is tomorrow against number one seed Seton Hall, and that game is at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And last week, we started our March Madness here at the radio station.
Well, yeah, we take a little different spin on things. Last week, I'm still trying to figure out how Plaid had to do with anything, but I'm excited to hear what our bracket will be for this morning.
Yes, today, this morning, we've got March Tadness.
Tadness?
Tadness.
Okay, like a tad of something?
Like a tad of something. There are artists that have had a tad bit of success with their one-hit wonders, with their one-hit songs. So I give you March Tadness. It's an elimination-style bracket of one-hit wonders.
Okay, so they've had just a tad of success in their careers.
Yes, yes.
Because they only have one hit song, so that's why we're calling this March Tadness.
March
Tadness.
So this is
all one hit wonders.
Yes, are you ready for this?
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to need your help. You guys got to help us with this bracket at 702-364-9400. It'll be me, Steph, and then two of you, and we're going to break this bracket down here, okay? I'll start with March Tadness.
All right, we start with our West Coast bracket, and the first song entering... the bracket here is from 1997. Jumbo Wumba, Tub Thumping.
I love this song. Oh my gosh, it's gonna take something very special to beat Chumbawamba in this matchup.
Is going up against a song that was released in 1979. The Knack and My Sharona.
Okay, don't get mad, like, fans of the classics, but I'm going Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba!
I love Chumbawamba.
Whoa.
I love it.
Upset! Wow!
That is your Kentucky upset right there.
Yeah, the NAC was favored to go far in this tournament.
I'm sorry. This is my decision.
That's fine.
I'm going with Chumbawamba.
Okay.
All right, Steph, you're up next.
Let's do it.
Steph, we start with 1993. Blind Melon, No Rain.
Okay.
One-hit wonders.
One-hit wonder, yeah.
Going up against a song from 2000.
Graduation.
Vitamin C, yep.
This was an easy pick. Vitamin C Graduation. Ooh. Moves on for me.
Oh, wow.
All right.
After all the success of Blind Melon, too, but it's your choice.
Yeah.
You get to pick what you want.
Vitamin C Graduation.
Okay, now we have Savannah joining us. Hey, good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
All right, you ready for your matchup in March Tadness, the one-hit wonders?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, Savannah, we got a song for you from 1981. Oh, tainted love. Soft Cell, Tainted Love. Tainted love.
All right, and that is going up against
a song from 2000. Don't change. Dream, He Loves You Not.
Oh, dang. Soft Cell and Dream. Savannah, who wins that matchup in your book?
Oh, I think I have to go with Tainted Love.
Yeah.
Soft
I was kind of thinking the same.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a classic.
Yeah, you got to go with the classics, says the person who didn't go with the classic. Kelsey, you are a part of March Tadness this morning. Who do you think should win this matchup? You ready to go?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right, Kelsey, we got a song from 1990. Sinead O'Connor.
Okay, facing
a song from 1980, and this one right here. So after school, I take a dip
in the pool. Ooh, just really. Yes!
Rapper's Delight from the Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh, dang. Oh. This is a tough one, Kelsey. What do you go with on this matchup?
You know, I'm letting the 80s win this one.
So, Sinead O'Connor? Or no, she's
absolutely.
90s. Oh, was that 90s? Or
it was 1990 time it came out, yeah.
But you're still going with Sinead O'Connor, Kelsey, right?
No. We're going with the hip-hop.
Oh!
We're going
with I was hoping you'd say that!
Oh, my gosh!
Okay.
So we got our final four here in the West Coast bracket.
Okay, I'm going to make sure that you guys are both locked in here, Savannah and Kelsey, because we're about to break these down. Chumbawamba...
Yeah, Chumbawamba against Vitamin C.
All right, Steph, you and I have to collaborate on this one.
Okay.
Who do you think should go?
Well, I'm just going to stick with my heart just because this song just resonates with me. Graduation Vitamin C is on my book.
Oh, see, I want to go with Chumbawamba.
We got overtime.
I have a penny. I'm going to flip the coin. Heads, Chumbawamba. Tails, Vitamin C. Are you
all
ready?
All right, let's do it. And...
it's tails. Vitamin C goes on.
Oh,
it's tails. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Graduation moves.
Okay, and the second bracket here, we got Soft Cell and Tainted Love. Against the Sugar Hill Gang.
Okay, Savannah and Kelsey, collaborate. Who moves on here?
I would say Tainted Love just because I'm more familiar with that song. I've been listening to that song since I was a child, so...
Okay.
I think you're going to have to flip a penny now.
Oh my God!
All right. Heads, Tainted Love. Tails, Rapper's Delight. Here we go. Heads, Tainted Love.
Tainted Love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, loser.
Which means we've got the finals here on the West Coast, right?
Yeah, we have Vitamin C, the graduation song, in the finals. Going up against Soft Cell, Tainted Love.
All right, we can each go around and give our vote. Between those two, I got to go with Tainted Love. I think that's more of a classic, although I love Graduation.
I'm going to say the same. Mercedes, Tainted Love wins for me.
Savannah?
I have to go with Tainted Love. If it was going against Chumbawamba, I would have said Chumbawamba.
Kelsey?
I may be tainted, but I have love.
Oh, that means tainted love. It wins our West Coast bracket. Ladies, you are the best. Thank you so much for helping us with that. But we don't have a winner yet, right?
No, we don't.
Okay, we need two more people to help us with the East Coast bracket of March tadness. Just a tad bit of success. 702-364-9400.
Now back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Are you ready for it?
On Mix 94.1.
We got those tickets for you to go see Justin Timberlake when you conquer the Mega Minute. That's happening in about 10 minutes.
Right now, though, we are on the East Coast bracket of March Tadness. What is March Tadness? Let's play on March Madness. It's our own bracket-style competition. And these are artists who you feel had a tad bit of success because they're one-hit wonders. And we have our teammates today. Jennifer is on the phone. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, guys.
Hey, and Cynthia is here. Hi, Cynthia.
Hey.
Hey, you guys are going to help us with the East Coast bracket of March Tadness. Now, the song Tainted Love won the West Coast, so this is going to be the song that faces Tainted Love in the finals. Are we ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay.
We'll start with matchup number one. Mercedes, we'll start with you, and we have this song from 1985.
Oh, dang. Aha was only a one-hit wonder?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so sad.
Aha, it was.
Oh, I guess.
Aha's Take On Me going up against this song from 2012. Icona pop and I Love It.
Great song, but Aha, that's, I mean, you got to go with Aha.
Aha moves on to the next rounds.
Okay, Steph, you're up.
Let's do it.
All right, Steph, we got a song from 1992 for you. Crisscross Jump.
Nice.
Going up against a song from 1983.
99 red balloons. Oh. Summer sky. Oh, both. They're great songs, but I gotta go with my heart, which is Crisscross Jump.
Yes.
Whoa.
Oh, I was hoping she'd say that.
Wow.
Oh, man,
okay.
I'm so happy about that.
Do it.
Okay. Upsets here, I think. Okay.
Jennifer, go. Oh, let's go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, Jennifer, for you, we got a song from 1997. The Verve. And they're facing off against a song from 1982.
Wow, this is the hardest one by far.
Modern English.
Yikes.
I melt with you.
I do not envy you on this decision,
no,
Jennifer.
I don't.
What are you going to pick?
Okay. So Cruel Intentions was a huge movie for me growing up, so I'm going to go with Bittersweet Symphony.
All right! I don't think there was a wrong answer to that one.
I really know.
That's a great song. Okay, good job, Jennifer. Cynthia, you're up. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, Cynthia, your first song is from 2000. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady. Crazy Town with Butterfly. Up against this song from 1992.
Baby Got Ballet.
Oh, jeez.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. Baby Got Back.
Which one, Cynthia?
Baby Got Back.
All right. Okay. I would like to just say I feel like Sir Mix-a-Lot had more than one hit, but that's just me. That's just me.
Oh,
according to my research, perfect.
Debatable.
I mean, I don't feel like that Sir Mix-a-Lot was a one-hit wonder, but I'm glad you picked that song, Cynthia. Nice.
Okay, so we go to the final four of the East Coast brackets.
Okay, this is where Steph and I collaborate. All
Aha's Take On Me. Against Crisscross Jump.
Mercedes, I'm going to let you pick first this time.
Well, I'll tell you where I'm at. My brain is saying it should be Take On Me, but my heart is saying Jump. And so I'm really torn on this one. Like, I feel like most people would be like, oh, Take On Me for sure.
I'm telling you now, go with your heart. We should go with Jump Crisscross.
Okay, we're going to do the upset.
Jump!
Oh, wow.
Sorry, everyone.
I love Take On Me, but sorry.
All right.
So good.
Okay, that was the first cassette I ever bought with my own money, so I have to go with that one. Okay, Jennifer and Cynthia, you guys have to collaborate on this one.
We've got The Verve. Up against Sir Mix-a-Lot. Baby got
ballet. Oh, this is the hardest one ever. What do you guys think? Jennifer, let's start with you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm going to have to go with Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Okay, Sir Mix-a-Lot for you. Cynthia, what do you think?
I'm staying with Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh!
This is so good.
Oh, my God. The final two are both from 1992.
Oh, this is intense.
My gosh.
This is crazy.
Okay. This is amazing.
The finals of the East Coast bracket right here. Crisscross jump against...
Oh. 92.
I can't contain myself. The energy.
Okay, we're all gonna go around. I'll start. I go with Baby Got Back on that one.
I'm going with Jump Crisscross.
Jennifer.
I'm going with Crisscross.
Okay, Cynthia.
Sure makes a lot.
Oh! Get the penny out.
I got the penny.
Get the penny.
Okay, heads is Jump. Tails is Baby Got Back. Tails, Baby Got Back. Oh my goodness. So that means the finals are Baby Got Back versus Tainted Love.
Oh, wow. This one right here.
All right. Here's what we need for you right now at 702-364-9400. Call us or text us with your vote, and the winner will be revealed after the next song. We'll just play the winner. You're gonna have to wait and see, but we need your votes right now. Is it Tainted Love or is it Baby Got Back? 702-364-9400.
How close was that, Mercedes?
Oh my
gosh. Holy cow.
You guys, I couldn't keep up with your votes. I was like, I would write them down, and then like another batch would come in. It took me, I was so scrambling, and then Steph was taking the phone calls, and then I'm trying to keep track of her phone calls. But yes, it was close, but Baby Got Back won the best one-hit wonder of all time in the March Tadness bracket.
So close.
Oh, man, I'm still stressed out. Like, I didn't imagine so many of you would vote so quickly. It was so hard to keep up. I'm so stressed out right now.
The March Tadness winner, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back. So we go from that to the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute.
And it is your chance to win your tickets right now to see Justin Timberlake. So if I get jealous, he is coming to the T-Mobile Arena on May 10th, and you will also be there if you're caller 20 and you conquer the Mega Minute. 10 questions in 60 seconds. You get them all correct, and you win the tickets. Easy as that. Caller 20, you're playing. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Sean is our contestant. Are you there, Sean?
Yeah, I'm here with you guys.
All right. Are you ready to try and conquer the Mega Minute for Justin Timberlake tickets?
You know it. This Mega Minute is going down.
Oh, I love it. I love the confidence. All right. Get ready because it starts quickly.
So, Sean, you'll have 60 seconds to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you get one wrong or pass on a question, we'll come back to that question at the end. And the game starts now.
How many inches are in a foot?
12.
Yes. In which country are the famous pyramids?
Egypt.
Yes. What artist is known for their songs Big Girls Don't Cry and Fergalicious?
Fergie.
Yes. Victoria Beckham was a singer in which girl group?
Spice Girls.
Yes. What is the biggest bone in your body?
Pass.
In SpongeBob, what type of animal was Sandy Cheeks?
A squirrel.
Yes. If you aspire to be like Cristiano Ronaldo, what sport would you play?
Soccer.
Yes. What Seventh Heaven actress is married to Justin Timberlake?
Jessica Biel.
Yes. What is the name of the doctor that specializes in treating skin?
Dermatologist.
Yes. What multicolored arc usually appears after a rainstorm?
A rainbow.
Yes. What is the biggest bone in your body?
The femur.
Yes! There it is! Sean, you correctly predicted that that Mega Minute was going down, and you got it! Congratulations!
Yes, I get to not sleep on my couch because my wife wants these tickets.
I literally heard your wife in the background. She's like, dermatologist. It was so cool. That was awesome. Nice job, you guys. Congratulations!
Thank you so much.
Sean, you and your wife are all set with your tickets to Justin Timberlake's Forget Tomorrow World Tour at T-Mobile Arena on Friday, May 10th. And I love that he did a pass and came back and got it right.
I know.
Seconds to spare, by the way.
Hey,
seconds to spare.
You do it, but you got to do to
Heck
get
yeah.
things done. And that is exactly what Sean did. Congratulations.
We'll have more of these Justin Timberlake tickets for you tomorrow morning when you conquer the Mega Minute right around 7:30.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Federal agents raided homes in Los Angeles and Miami, reportedly connected to Diddy yesterday. The raids were part of a federal sex trafficking investigation. Several people were detained in connection with it, but not Diddy. Homeland Security Investigations New York is involved in this whole operation. They said they will provide further information as it becomes available. Diddy has not been named as the focus of the investigation at this time, but Justin Combs and King Combs have been placed in handcuffs yesterday. They're his sons. So that was just kind of like, what's going on? I know that there was some issues with Diddy, and there was a Cassie lawsuit that was settled without him admitting any guilt in it. So yeah, just an interesting situation there.
Yeah, there were some rumors the past was a year or so, but when Homeland Security raids your home, mm-hmm. there's something going down.
Yeah,
they've got a good reason why they're popping in there.
I'm sure we're gonna hear a lot more about this here very soon. Also this morning, so Trader Joe's is, everyone's talking about this because they just upped the price of something for the first time in 23 years. Trader Joe's has been consistent with their pricing on this item for 23 years, and they just raised the price by more than 20%. It's a banana.
Banana prices are going up.
Here's the thing, though. They just upped the price of a single banana for the first time, like I said, in two decades.
Just one banana?
One single banana. Uh-huh. They've been selling bananas for 19 cents a piece since 2001.
That's a great deal,
yeah,
by the way.
It's something that they bragged about.
Uh-huh.
And the display would always say, like, same price for 20 years running. Well, they just upped it to 23 cents per banana.
Got to reset that display.
21% increase. 4 cents more. They say it's due to rising costs, and they're guessing most people are not going to care about it. But if you're someone who flies through those bananas and needs them in bulk, you've been warned. The national average is 63 cents a pound. So that's like three or four bananas, depending on how big they are. Three will now run you 69 cents at Trader Joe's. Four is 92 cents. They used to sell them by the pound like other stores, but switched to 19 cents after their CEO saw an old lady grab a bunch and then put them back. And he asked why she didn't pull the trigger on her banana purchase. And she said, "Sonny, I may not live to that fourth banana." So she put them back.
That's true. You roll the dice sometimes. You get six bananas. Yeah. I noticed at Albertsons, most of them are around six or so there in that bunch, and the family of bananas. And then, yeah, you run that risk of that sixth banana. You don't get to it.
They go bad fast.
Yeah, they do.
You may not want to make banana bread, so you got to do what you got
to
do.
Would you feel bad if you go to buy some bananas? And my wife loves bananas. I think she eats two a day. But if let's say there's eight on it, would you pop two off? Would you break that family up and say, sorry, I only need six, and take those two and make them orphans?
I really don't like when people do that, but I don't think we'd eat eight bananas. Yeah, I probably still take them.
Yeah,
I probably still take them.
I take two. Yeah, I just hate splitting up families like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm. All right, finally this morning, a lot of people wish that they could vote for literally anybody else in this election this year. And now they can. A 35-year-old math teacher in Dallas, he just announced that he is running for president after changing his name to literally anybody else. First name literally, middle name anybody, last name else. His name is literally anybody else. A judge who didn't find it very funny ultimately signed off on the name change. So it is official. He even got a new driver's license. Mr. Else filed the necessary paperwork with the Federal Election Commission. He's currently trying to get on the ballot in Texas as an independent. People in other states would have to vote for him as a write-in candidate if you're so inclined. A poll this month asked people who they trusted to lead the country, Trump, Biden, or neither, and 30% said neither. So maybe he's got a shot.
Yeah.
He's an Army vet. He's got that on his resume. He says his campaign is less about winning and more about sending a message. He said that people should have the option to vote for somebody who resembles and represents them, not the lesser of two evils. His name before he changed it was Destin Eby. If he doesn't win, it sounds like he plans to go back to Destin Eby. Or there's a chance he runs again in 4 years. He just turned 35, so it's the first time he's been old enough to actually run.
Can we get you on the ballot by changing your name to none of the above?
Hey, none here. Let me tell you what I want to do for you.
All of a sudden, Mercedes just wants everything here in Nevada. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. That's Teddy Swims' number one song in the country right now. And he's going to be in our Mix Underground Lounge today. He's in concert tonight at the Cosmopolitan. Really excited to have him here at the radio station, a special performance for our listeners. It's going to be amazing.
That's really cool. Mix 94.1, we give you exclusive access to these really cool exclusive events. You couldn't buy tickets to this Teddy Swims Underground Lounge.
This is, I've heard from more of my friends in the last couple weeks about this than I have.
Same.
In the past year.
And I got one friend in, and I haven't asked for a friend for years, and it was a struggle to get the one extra friend in.
Seriously?
Yeah, I got one friend in. It was hard.
Ask me next time.
I should.
Why didn't you just ask me?
I asked our boss, and it was a thing.
Oh, gosh.
It was a thing. I got to check with the label. I said, I haven't asked for anything since 2018. Nope, sorry, I don't know. And then,
are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Next time, just ask me.
I'll go to you, seriously. a quick update. That dog that I thought was abandoned, but actually the dog... there was a missing dog in my neighborhood that Laura and I found yesterday morning at 4:45. And we found the owners and reunited that lost dog with its owners. The dog, I thought it was abandoned. It could barely walk. It was blind. Turns out the dog, she's 17 years old. She has cancer. She's coming from a loving home. And the family was so happy that that they got her back. And it's kind of interesting, too, because she has a hard time walking. And she got out the night prior around 10:30. And it's almost like a blessing in disguise that she didn't run off. She kind of just went in front of their house, one house down. So she wasn't too far from their home. Still scary. She got down and everything, but she's just, it's too much energy for her to walk. So she's just kind of hanging out in front of her house.
So it was kind of like a blessing in disguise that she was so old that she couldn't walk very far. Because otherwise, if she was young, she might have run out of the neighborhood and never been found.
If she was a puppy or something and just said, we just might have taken off or something. So it's kind of a blessing, but she's been reunited with her family.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of blessing in disguise stories, does anyone have one of those where at first you're like, this is awful, but it turned out to be a blessing? My sister was telling me about one of our neighbors that she mostly grew up with. I mean, I knew her, but they were the same age and they played together. She was in a car accident, terrible car accident. She was flown to the hospital. Like, it was really bad. And while they were working on her, they found a small tumor. So because of the wreck, they were actually able to catch it before it spread.
Oh, my gosh.
So that car accident turned out to be a blessing in disguise. She's recovering. She's going to be okay. But they found this tumor. I don't know where it was, but they would never have found it when they did if it wasn't because of that car accident. That she had to get airlifted to the hospital. Can you believe that?
No.
That is like the craziest blessing in disguise story I've ever heard. Does anyone else have something like that where at the time it was just like, oh my gosh, this is absolutely awful, but it turned out to be a good thing? I kept saying, like, if she never got into that car accident, they never would have discovered that. She's like, yeah, isn't that crazy?
We hear stories of people that are on TV, news anchors and stuff. They'll be on TV and a viewer will call into the TV station and say, hey, I noticed that little thing below your eye wasn't there before or something. And then that person, that news anchor, takes action on it. And it turns out it was skin cancer or something because of a viewer caught it and called in. And they took that person's advice, like, oh, maybe we'll get this checked out. And they end up saving themselves because of it.
I've heard of that with someone that had an enlarged thyroid. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was the same thing. A viewer noticed it, like, hey, I'm not trying to be mean, but I just want to let you know your thyroid looks very big. You should get that checked out. And they were like, okay. So they did. And they had thyroid cancer. They were made a full recovery thanks to that viewer.
They caught it early.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Really quick, Kelsey is on the phone. Kelsey, did something, was there a blessing in disguise story for you?
Yeah, my mom had got like a brand new cat and it had scratched her. And underneath that scratch, she found like a lump in her breast and it like saved her.
The cat scratching her?
Yeah, so my mom was like, she had the scratch on her chest and they found the lump in her breast and it was like early on. So they were able to keep her from, you know, having like stage 4 cancer.
That makes you wonder if the cat smelled something.
Yeah.
Like if the
hear
cat
that.
Knew there was something going on there and was trying mm-hmm. to like get it out. That's so fascinating.
Life-saving cat right there.
Yeah.
Hey, there's tickets for you to see Hootie and the Blowfish. We have them for you in about 10 minutes.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, always live on the Odyssey app, and we've got those tickets for you to go see Hootie and the Blowfish coming up here in just about 7 minutes.
It is Tuesday. That means it's time for Try It Tuesday. We are going to try something before you do to see if it works, if it tastes good, if it's worth the money, if it's worth your time, your effort. It's always different. And today, I have to say, I never thought we'd be doing something like this on the show, but you just never know what's going to go viral. We're live streaming right now on Facebook, on Instagram, and on our YouTube channel. Just look up Mercedes in the Morning, and you might want to check things out because who knows how this is going to go. There's usually viral hacks that either you think, wow, why didn't I think of that? Or why would anyone do that? And I think this is one of those why would anyone do that kind of things. And what we are going to be trying today for Try It Tuesday, broccoli freckles. Broccoli freckles. Okay, you're probably like, what is broccoli freckles? A lot of the makeup people are giving themselves broccoli freckles. Like, freckles are in right now. They're really, people are drawing them on with pencils, but some guy by the name of Zach Heath found that broccoli freckles are even better because they go on like in a better way. And how you do it is you take a broccoli florette and you take contour and you paint the broccoli and you stamp it on your face.
I just want to see what his thought process was like the first time you tried this. Like, hey, I'm going to take this piece of broccoli.
I got an idea.
I'm going to dab it on my face, and it looks fantastic.
So I painted your broccoli florets with, I got some Fenty Beauty contour. I got a contour stick. So if you can look, I painted them. I have yet to paint mine because I wanted to kind of show people how we're doing it if you're watching on our live stream.
So just
right
a little dab you put on here.
I actually put a lot.
Oh,
on
did you?
There.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the whole idea is that you're just going to get some really cute freckles when you stamp it on your face because they're going to be all like random, you know?
It looks like you just cooked the broccoli, but you just cooked the tips of the broccoli.
It's a little charred there at the end. Yeah,
exactly. And I wanted to let you know I cleaned the contour stick, so you're
perfect.
Not going to get anything nasty or anything on there.
Rinsed the broccoli before I gave it to you, Mercedes.
Oh,
so hopefully
perfect.
we're all clean here.
Okay, so we've got our broccoli freckles ready to go. You know what? I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay.
You dab it on your nose?
Yeah. I'm going to dab it on my cheeks.
Okay.
So if you just stamp it.
Cute. Oh, my gosh. You could see it.
I can't see it.
I can see the freckles.
Oh, there they are.
Oh,
yeah.
They're kind of cute.
Are they kind of cute? Do I need
do more?
Do more on your bottom side of your cheek.
I don't want to go too many freckles. I'll do some on my nose.
Okay. It's so cute already. I like the broccoli freckles.
Can you see my broccoli
freckles? I can see them, yeah. You have to take a picture and post it.
Oh, my God. I like the broccoli freckles
really?
On you, Mercedes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to meet Teddy Swims today, and I'm going to be like, hey, what's up? How you doing?
He's like, what's that on your face?
Oh, my gosh. No. Absolutely not.
No.
There's a lot of lights.
Oh,
it's
God.
Hard to see it.
No, these are coming off. These are coming off. This is terrible.
Steph, why don't you do it?
Okay,
it looks like I have a rash on my face. These are not good.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay, go for it,
Steph. I'm going to go on the nose first.
Oh, this is so bad. This is so bad.
Oh.
Okay, why do those look cute?
Okay, stamp it on my cheeks.
Wow, you're giving yourself a lot of broccoli freckles.
I kind of going kind of crazy.
How weird is it that we're putting broccoli on our face?
Yeah, you're just tuning in. We're putting broccoli freckles. We're actual broccoli with this makeup on it, and we're dabbing on our face to get these freckles.
The latest viral beauty hack is broccoli freckles. You're going all out freckle face.
I kind of like the broccoli freckles. I like the nose. I think because I stamp my nose first, then it's very apparent. I could kind of pull off the broccoli freckles.
They actually look cute on you. You gave yourself so many of them.
Broccoli freckles or chicken pox? It's hard to tell.
I'm going to come home. James is going to be like, I like the new look. I'm going to be like, thanks, babe. It's a broccoli freckles.
I have measles.
It's been a measles outbreak.
JC, your turn for chicken pox.
Okay.
Give yourself the broccoli freckles.
On my nose here?
Okay,
it's
yeah.
It's hard to see. It really is.
Do some on your cheeks. Oh, you're going to put them on your forehead?
Why not? Hey, you never know where freckles are going to pop up.
That's very true. I like the freckles, you guys.
It looks like a rash. It does. It looks like a rash on me. Oh, my God.
We all look like we have rashes.
I got a rash. What did they eat on the morning show? Their faces all broke out.
You know what? Now I kind of smell like broccoli. I kind of take this back. I don't know if I like the broccoli freckles trend.
It's refreshing, though. The cool broccoli on your face, it feels good. Maybe it's the broccoli facial is the next thing.
I'm going to go with a thumbs down on the broccoli freckles. I'm not a fan. I don't like them at all. Do you guys like them?
I have to go look in the mirror. It's hard to see it.
I'm like a middle and the in between. I liked it at the beginning, but now that the broccoli smell is settling in.
Oh, God, no.
They're so bad. I mean, when I saw a picture of myself on my phone, I'm like, oh, dear.
Who's got the makeup wipes?
I have makeup wipes.
Okay.
Yes, pass it along.
So broccoli freckles, thumbs down.
Thumbs down. Thumbs down for the broccoli freckles.
Stick with the old-fashioned sunspots on your face.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant for Heads Up this morning, Allie. You're caller 20.
Woo. Hi, guys.
Hi. You ready to play for these Hootie and the Blowfish tickets?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Okay, pick a category. Do you want to go with Backyardigans, Hufflepuff, Kidney, or Eiffel Tower?
Let's go with Backyardigans.
Backyardigans. National Backyard Day was last week. These are all things you would find in a backyard, okay?
All right.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Let's go with JC this morning.
All right.
All right, Allie, here we go. We got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to go see Hootie and the Blowfish, and we start now. You cut this. It grows in your yard.
Grass.
Yes. Kids like to bounce on these things in the backyard.
Trampoline.
Yes. You might gather around this, throw some wood in there, light it up.
Fire pit.
Yes. Pigeons and other flying creatures would fly to this thing that would provide food to them.
Birds?
Birds go to what, though, to eat? A bird what?
A bird nest?
We'll pass on that one. You would swing on this net thing, maybe set up between two trees?
Tire swing. Swing set.
It's more like a loungy. Well, hammock, yes, hammock. You would dive in this. There's water in it in your
cool.
back. Yes.
Cool.
You would grow vegetables in this. And
Garden.
Yes, a garden. Yeah, yeah!
Yes!
Six!
Nice. You got it. No problem, Allie. Congratulations.
You
so much. I'm so excited.
Oh, Allie, nice job, first off. And then also, you got these tickets to Hootie and the Blowfish Saturday, August 24th at the Fountain Blue. Win them before you can buy them tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Nice job. We'll have these tickets all week long. Win them before you can buy them with Heads Up.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant for Heads Up this morning. Allie, you're caller 20.
Woo! Hi, guys.
Hi, you ready to play for these Hootie and the Blowfish tickets?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Okay, pick a category. Do you want to go with Backyardigans, Hufflepuff, Kidney, or Eiffel Tower?
Let's go with Backyardigans.
Backyardigans. National Backyard Day was last week. These are all things you would find in a backyard, okay?
All right.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Let's go with JC this morning.
All right,
Allie, here we go. We got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to go see Hootie and the Blowfish, and we start now. You cut this. It grows in your yard.
Crap.
Yes. Kids like to bounce on these things in the backyard.
Trampoline.
Yes. You might gather around this, throw some wood in there, light it up.
Fire pit.
Yes. Pigeons and other flying creatures would fly to this thing that would provide food to them.
Birds?
Birds go to what, though, to eat? A bird what?
A bird nest?
We'll pass on that one. You would swing on this net thing, maybe set up between two trees?
Tire swing, swing set.
It's more like loungy. Yeah.
Well,
hammock, yes, hammock. You would dive in this. There's water in it in your
cool.
back. Yes.
Cool.
You would grow vegetables in this. And,
sorry.
Yes, a garden. Yeah.
Yes!
Six. Nice.
You got it. No problem, Allie. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Oh, Allie, nice job, first off. And then also, you got these tickets to Hootie and the Blowfish Saturday, August 24th at the Fountain Blue. Win them before you can buy them tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Nice job. We'll have these tickets all week long. Win them before you can buy them with Heads Up. 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. What do you think of the phrase, I call dibs? Like, I call dibs on when someone brings a tray of donuts. And they're like, I call dibs on the chocolate one. Calling dibs on something.
That's cool. Maybe it's the last donut. Dibs on that last donut. Yeah, but yeah, you saw it. You called it out. I'm cool with that. Calling dibs on that. Yeah.
What about calling dibs on a person?
I call dibs on that person over there. In what context?
Okay, so I have two friends, and I asked them both if I could bring this up because I really want to know what people think about calling dibs on a person. There's someone in our friend group who he's more of a friend of one of the husbands. But he occasionally will show up, like if we have like a get together, and he broke up with his girlfriend, and he's very handsome. He's a very handsome guy, very nice, successful. So there's a couple of single ladies in our friend group, and one of them called dibs on him.
Wait, she says, I got dibs on Tommy over there. So the other girls. Single girls can't make their moves on this guy right now.
Yeah, so she says, yeah, Tommy's a great name to call him. She's like, oh my gosh, did you know Tommy broke up with so-and-so? I call dibs. Well, the thing is, there's another girl that really likes Tommy. And she's upset now because person A, let's call her Charlotte. Charlotte called dibs on Tommy. But Michelle over here, she's like, well, why? How come you get to call dibs on him? Like, she would like to get to know him, maybe ask if he'd like to go out, but she can't because Charlotte already called dibs on him.
Has Charlotte made a move on Tommy yet, or she just called dibs? So now Tommy is hers for the next month or two.
Tommy's
for her to
in
make
the crosshairs.
Yeah, her sights on Tommy, and she just got to pull the trigger, and make the move.
From what I understand, she has not asked him out yet, but the plan is to ask him out. Like, hey, you want to go maybe catch a movie or grab a drink or something like that? So meanwhile, Tommy has no idea any of this is going mm-hmm. on. Tommy's doing his own thing. He broke up with his girlfriend, and I remember. I almost said her real name. What was the second person name I gave? Michelle?
Michelle, yeah.
I remember Michelle
made a comment like, hey, you got to give him time. He just broke up with his girlfriend. You can't just like jump in. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm gonna back. But yeah, I'm definitely interested. Well, Charlotte's like, I'm not standing back. I'm going right for it. Do you think you can call dibs on a person? 702-364-9400. Crystal, can you call dibs?
I think you can. But if it doesn't work out, you can't get mad at your friend for them pursuing him after.
Is it like wrong to say as far as a person goes? Like, what if he has better chemistry with Michelle than he does with Charlotte? Like, then is Charlotte going to be mad at Michelle for that? I feel like dibs is really dangerous.
I agree. I think it is. And it's like a gray area. But it just is hard, especially if you have friends and you both want to pursue them, then it's weird to have you both pursuing at the same time. So, I mean, I feel like the one can give it a shot, but if it doesn't work out, then they can't be upset if the other person, it works with the other person.
Yeah, that's a good point.
How long does Charlotte have? What's her window to make this move? Because if I'm Michelle and I'm friends with Charlotte, I obviously want to maintain that friendship. And Charlotte says, I got dibs on Tommy. Like, okay, Charlotte, make some moves. Okay, if you're not going to make a move here in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to call Tommy so let's grab some coffee.
You have to give her a time frame?
I think so. What if she waits 2 months? What if Charlotte moves slow and Michelle likes to move fast? And what if Tommy's like, you know, that last girl I dated was not the right girl. I'm ready for someone else, to date someone else. And he's ready to go. And Charlotte's not making a move. And Michelle can't make a move. And next thing you know, Amanda comes in out of nowhere and swoops in. Yeah.
Someone just texted, are we in high school? May the best woman win. I agree, Sarah. And what's hilarious is my friend's husband, who is friends with him, he goes, I call dibs. He's been hanging out with that girl this whole time.
He's mine now.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Everyone deals with stress at some point in their life, and it can come with a lot of different sources, from work to relationships, and we can't always eliminate it completely, but where you live, I guess, plays a very big role in how stressed you are. So Wallet Hub came out with their annual report on the most and least states, and guess which side Nevada fell on. Are we one of the most stressed out states, or are we one of the least stressed out states?
Just because the openness of our state, and so I'm going to say we fall on, if Las Vegas itself, I think, would be higher, but as a state, I'm going to say we're on the less stressed side.
We're on the most stressed.
The entire state?
Yes.
Wow.
Nevada is number three.
Three?
We are the third most stressed out state. Now, number one is Louisiana. Number two is Mississippi. We're number three. New Mexico is number four, and Arkansas is number five. And we're first for money-related stress.
Okay.
So they had all sorts of different indicators. Work, money, family, health, and safety. The least stressed state, you want to take a guess?
Vermont.
That's an interesting guess. But no, Vermont's not even in the top 10.
Oh, it's somewhere in the Northeast.
Minnesota was number
Minnesota.
One.
Minnesota. They did nice and relaxed in Minnesota.
Lots of lakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chill.
Very
nice.
South Dakota was number two and Utah was number three. I thought Hawaii would be higher up. They were number 10 on the least stressed list.
Yeah, they got maybe the tourist stress amount. It's nice.
Oh,
it keeps the economy going. At the same time, you're dealing with tourists, the way tourists drive and everything else. I can see that.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what is your current stress level?
10 being high?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to bump it up. It's I'm going to say I'm about a 7 right now.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Steph, what is your current stress level?
My current stress level, I think with the wedding stuff on top of everything, is probably like an 8.
An 8.
Yeah. You, Mercedes?
Yeah. If you would have asked me this like a month ago, I would have said 10. Like, I was so stressed out and like crying every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, I wasn't eating. It was bad. I've since like calmed down. I'd say I'm still about an 8, 8.5, but I'm definitely nowhere near where I was before.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that crazy for you a couple months ago.
I hit it well. Thank you.
And you look good.
Yes.
Like,
that's
proud. No stress. I hope you're like less stressed.
The true pros hide it the best.
Yes, very true.
It's just when you live your life hiding things from other people, you just
lie.
When you mask your feelings, it's just easy.
It's easier that way. Why show emotion? Well, you can just mask it, everyone.
Exactly. This is trending. A lot of people say they've dealt with this before, and this would be the perfect state to test this theory. Have you ever heard of sunshine guilt? Sunshine guilt.
No, explain this.
Okay, it's when there's a string of days with bad weather, and then it's sunny, but you don't feel like going out. And early spring is sunshine guilt season. That's what it really has. Think about this weekend. It's rainy, it's cloudy. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, it was nice and sunny. Did you have sunshine guilt? It's kind of attached to the term FOMO and bed rotting. You know, when you stay in bed until it's time to get up, your sunshine guilt might cut even deeper if you check your social media and you see your friends that are out there enjoying the nice weather. There's a woman on TikTok who's blowing up after she said she was having a perfectly okay day indoors, and then her sunshine guilt ruined everything. Or it's like, you want to stay in, but you feel like you have to go out now because it's sunshiny out there.
I didn't know there's a term for that. I do feel that. I'll just be going through my normal regular routine, radio show, work, whatever, TV show, and then it's a beautiful sunny day, and I do feel this pressure of, like, I'm still doing a lot of things and living a lot of life, but I do feel like, oh, I should go for a hike or do something more outdoorsy because it's so beautiful. Do we eat outside? What do we do? I do feel my mind goes in that direction. Like, oh, you should do something because the weather is so great outside.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I'm like, oh, it's a beautiful day. We have to go outside.
Do what?
Why? You don't.
What do we do now, Mom? We're outside. Just enjoy it. Play with those sticks over there or something.
That's where we get stressed out. See, it all ties into everything.
It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, always streaming on your Odyssey app. Download it. It's free. It's amazing. What about customer service these days? Are you finding that it's going downhill? It sounds like your wife did not have a great experience.
It was me.
Oh, it was you.
Yes, it was me.
Okay.
It was me. Yeah, it was me. So she, actually her experience buying the stuff wasn't the best either when I talked to her about my bad experience. But she had a big meeting in New York City last week. So 2 weeks ago, she went to one of the popular malls here in town to buy a new outfit for these big meetings. And she went into a very nice department store at one of these malls and she bought something. And then later on the day, she was at a different mall and found something else. And so she needed to return that item. So I told her last week, this was Friday, I'm like, I'll take it back for you. No problem. So I go to this store. It's the first time I've ever been in this department store. In my mind, it's a higher end department store. And I walk in there and I've got the bag and I feel that people working there are seeing me and kind of turning their heads away from me. Maybe it was just me reading into things. But I went up to the first counter that I found and there was a woman helping another lady. And she looks at me and she goes, can I help you? And I'm just waiting in line. I go, oh, yes, I got a return. She goes, she exhales like that.
Wow.
And she goes, I got someone here over there. And she points to like in the general direction of another counter. So I'm like, okay. And walk to the second counter. And there's a woman kneeling down behind the counter getting something out of the cabinet. And I go, excuse me. She turns around. Yeah. And looks at me. And I go, I need to return something. Mercedes, I got a second exhale. I'm with someone, and I'm like, I'll find someone else. I just cut her off. I'm like, listen, you're too busy, obviously. And then I went to a third lady. Same thing. Third lady said, let me find someone that can help you with that. All annoyed. And there was a fourth lady standing next to her who turned around and said, oh, I could do that for you. And I'm like, thank you. You're the fourth person I had to come to do a return.
Wow. That's you're not the first person I've heard about that. I experienced something very similar like a month ago. And I think that sometimes certain stores, they kind of look down on some of their customers, maybe,
mm-hmm.
or they think, you don't look like you're going to spend money here. I'm not going to waste my time on you. Now, I think that the majority of stores, I've gotten great customer service, sometimes even like oversell us, like, hey, I brought you this. And I'm like, oh, wow, okay, yeah, thank you. But man, it does not feel good when you're snubbed in the store. Rebecca, did something like that happen to you?
Yeah, recently I was shoe shopping for my daughter. She just started basketball at YMCA, and I literally had to, like,
carry a shoe around and walk the shoe department waiting for an employee to help me. And they were like hanging posters on the wall, putting shoes back, making like mobile orders, but I couldn't find anyone that would be like, oh, hey, do you need a size?
Yeah, it's one thing if they're like super busy and you're waiting your turn because you know they've got all these other shoes to bring out. But when they're not doing anything that, I mean, when they could be helping a customer instead of hanging a poster, like the poster will not go anywhere. You'll be fine with that.
Yes. I was always taught when I worked in the hospitality industry in the hotel that the customer in front of you, the person in front of you is the most important person. If you have someone on the phone, they're important, but the person in front of you, they are the most important person.
I don't know if it's like that anymore. Jeff, did you have something happen to you?
I went to a famous drugstore and just to pick up some pictures, and the dude was on the phone with his friend, and I was like, hey, I need some pictures. He was like, ugh, just one second, talking to his friend. He's like, hey, last name. It's like, okay, it's such and such. And then he literally got my pictures, rang me up while he was on the phone with his friend.
That's like so rude. That was my experience, kind of, Jeff. I was at like some of the fancy shops at a casino. We were going to dinner, but we were early. So we're like, let's walk through some of these shops. And we walk into this one store. It was a complete high-end store, but we were dressed nice. There was four people in there, all on their phones, looking down at their phones. We walk in. I expect maybe they'll look up and say hello. Not so much as a look up. Just totally ignore it. So then my husband goes, how's it going? And they all just looked up and then looked back down at their phones and kept scrolling. No one asked if we needed help. And granted, we weren't going to buy anything. We were just looking. But like, it was just so rude. I was like, if I ever hit the lottery, I will not buy from this brand. Never. Like, mark my words.
You remember that stuff. It leaves an impression on you.
It was like, it was just so, so rude.
And you have a chance to buy a lottery ticket tonight and win $1 billion.
And I'm going to go in there and I'm going to show them the ticket and be like, some of this money could be yours, but it's not.
I'm going to buy this store and shut it down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3x a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.